Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin heading to $36,000. Analysis says, amid warning of global stocks looking expensive. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as the Glassnode founder shares here, Bitcoin is at a critical level. RSI is oversold and trending up. If the price fails to break above $40,000, we go down to support. Support between 34 and 36,000. Resistance between 43 and 45,000. And as Pentoshi shares here, the most exciting thing this year will be global markets collapsing. Any market that trades above zero will be too high. They will call this the Greater Depression, which will be 10 times worse than the Great Depression. And as Holger shares here, global equities have lost $2.9 trillion in market cap this week as war could trigger major stagflationary shock. Economists cut their growth forecast and raise inflation projections. Global stock markets now worth $110 trillion, equal to 130% of global GDP, which looks expensive for the current situation. And as Dennis Porter shares here, in a time of war, Bitcoin has been more helpful to the people being attacked, not those doing the attacking. And he also shares, when El Salvador removed the tax on Bitcoin, their GDP growth broke records. We should remove the tax on Bitcoin in the USA and watch our economy explode. And quoting President Nayib Bukele, we just installed the Shiba wallet ATM you asked for at Bitcoin Beach. Now users will not have to pay fees when withdrawing cash from their Shiba wallet and pay only the Bitcoin network fee when withdrawing from any Bitcoin wallet. Also in today's show, here's how low the Bitcoin price can go, but still retain bullish momentum, according to top crypto analyst Rhett Capital. As he shares here, Bitcoin could dip to as low as $38,000 and still maintain a bullish outlook going forward. And this just in breaking news, the CEO of the De Beer Group, Nigel Green, says Mexico is being lined up as the next nation for full Bitcoin adoption. And he goes on to say he expects a Bitcoin bill to be introduced to Mexico's Congress this year. And quoting him right here, by adopting cryptocurrency as legal tender, Mexico would then immediately have a currency that isn't influenced by market conditions within their own economy, nor directly from just one other country's economy. Also in today's show, analysts who call 2021 Bitcoin collapse maps out the path ahead for the top cryptocurrency. That's right. Dave the Wave shares here on crypto Twitter, one for the bulls, aligning the micro with the macro, $100,000 within striking distance this year. And in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price soaring to $120,000. However, there is a caveat. He also forecasts a deep capitulation to around the $25,000 mark before any bullish action can start. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm Yehush JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hope you're having a fabulous Sunday. Now check it. Bitcoin headed lower into the weekly close on March 6th with geopolitical tensions and associated macro weakness firmly in focus. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View showed Bitcoin hitting its lowest levels in over a week Sunday after volatility returned overnight. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently testing that $38,000 support. And despite the out-of-hours trading environment, the trend was clearly down for Bitcoin as the mood on global equities wobbled amongst analysts. As Holger shares here, global equities have lost $2.9 trillion in market cap this week as war could trigger major stagflationary shock. Economists cut their growth forecasts and raise inflation projections. Global stock markets now worth $110 trillion, equal to 130% of global GDP, which looks expensive for the current situation. Now, should a bigger correction set in, an already shaky crypto market could fare just as badly, some argue, at least to begin with. Popular trader and analyst Pentoshi even went as far to forecast a repeat of the worldwide meltdown, which triggered the Great Depression 90 years ago. As he shares here on Twitter, the most exciting thing this year will be global markets collapsing. Any market that trades above zero will be too high. They will call this the Greater Depression, which will be 10 times worse than the Great Depression. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, some established pundits, however, held a decidedly different stance. In its latest crypto market outlook report on March 4th, Bloomberg Intelligence remained bullish on Bitcoin as well as Ethereum, as I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode, quoting the report here. Most assets are subject to the ebb and tide in 2022 on the inevitable reversion of the highest inflation in four decades, but this year may mark another milestone for Bitcoin. If risk assets don't decline and reduce some of the price pressure, inflation measures are more likely to remain buoyant, leaving few options for the central banks but to raise rates more aggressively, which leads us to a potential $36,000 support in play. With trepidation still ruling the roost short term, the outlook for Bitcoin held few bullish cues, focusing on a continuation of the current trading range. Quoting the founders of Glassnode here, Bitcoin is at a critical level. RSI is oversold and trending up. If the price fails to break above $40,000, we go down to support. Support between 34 and 36K. Resistance between 43 and 45K. And he shares this chart, which breaks down the resistance and support levels for the king of all crypto. And as Dennis Porter shares here, in a time of war, Bitcoin has been more helpful to the people being attacked, not those doing the attacking. He makes a great point. And he also shares, when El Salvador removed the tax on Bitcoin, their GDP growth broke records. We should remove the tax on Bitcoin in the USA and watch our economy explode. Yeah, right. Joe Biden removing taxes on Bitcoin. I think we're dreaming. However, if it was to happen, that would be incredible for all Bitcoiners around the world. If you would like to see no taxes on Bitcoin in the USA, let me know in the comments right down below.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And quoting Nayib Bukele here, we just installed the Shiba Wallet ATM you asked for at Bitcoin Beach. Now, users will not have to pay fees when withdrawing cash from their Shiba Wallet and pay only the Bitcoin network fee when withdrawing from any Bitcoin wallet. Let's go mass adoption. And quoting Robert Kiyosaki here, how to profit from inflation. Biden wants inflation. I counter his criminal actions by investing in Texas and North Dakota oil. Just bought a gold mine in Utah, investing in Texas apartment housing, saving gold, silver, Bitcoin. Don't be a Biden victim. Invest like a capitalist. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, here's how low the Bitcoin price can go, but still retain bullish momentum, according to top crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, there's blood on these crypto streets, with Bitcoin down 1.2% for the day, maintaining just above $38,700. We have Ethereum down 0.5%, trading just above $2,600. Luna, one of the few alts barely in the green for the day, trading just under $85, while Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, Binance Coin, and Cardano all cracking and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A prominent crypto trader says the leading crypto asset, which is the king, Bitcoin, can still retain its bullish momentum despite its latest dip. The synonymous strategist, Rec Capital, tells his 292,000 Twitter followers that the inability of the Bitcoin bulls to keep Bitcoin above 43,000 puts the leading crypto in a position to revisit its diagonal support on the weekly time frame. As he shared here on crypto Twitter, the last time Bitcoin performed a weekly close below the black $43,100 level, price rejected to the red $38,000 area For a retest, upon weekly close below the black at 43,100, Bitcoin may possibly be positioning itself for a similar price trajectory. Now, the analyst also says that Bitcoin may now be trading inside a symmetrical triangle, which eventually leads to wild price swings once the pattern reaches its narrowest point. As he shares here, if Bitcoin performs a weekly close below the green diagonal to confirm it as resistance, then we may see continued consolidation into the apex of this triangle, in which case this will precede price compression, and price compression precedes volatility. It's also important to point out that Rec Capital also says that Bitcoin can continue to pull back yet still be bullish as long as it stays above a crucial area. As he shares here, Bitcoin could dip to as low as $38,000 and still maintain a bullish outlook going forward. That's right, and we're currently above that $38,000 mark, so all is good. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Mexico being lined up as the next nation for full Bitcoin adoption. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.7 trillion with $58 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.9%, with the Ether dominance at 18% even. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, we have Waves up a whopping 51%. We got Chili's up 24%, Rune up 23%, and ANC up 32%.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. One of El Salvador's most prominent advisors on the nation's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender says he is now turning his attention to Mexico. That's right, Samson Mao, chief strategy officer with Blockstream, or used to be the chief strategy officer until he stepped down to focus on his passion. He's also running for mayor of Bitcoin City, so I like to point that out. Now, the country, largely driven by its enigmatic president, Nayib Bukele, adopted Bitcoin as legal tender last year ahead of the wide-scale launch of its own Shiba wallet in October. Now, Samson Mao and Blockstream have been working with Bukele's government on tokenized bonds for acquiring Bitcoin and building out energy and mining infrastructure. Now, with his departure to focus on nation state Bitcoin adoption, and now it seems that the Canadian video game developer feels that Mexico is next in line to make the flagship cryptocurrency legal tender. Let's freaking go. In a new series of tweets explaining his move away from Blockstream after 5 years, he details how he has been keen to work on further adoption projects. And when asked by a follower if Mexico would be next, Mao quickly replied, "It's on the list." Now, as ambiguous as the answer may first appear, experts are suggesting a Mexican move towards Bitcoin stands to reason. Recently, we have Indira Kempis, a high-profile Mexican senator, went on record as saying she wanted to make her country second after El Salvador to adopt Bitcoin. We also have Nigel Green, the CEO of the De Beer Group, says he expects a Bitcoin bill to be introduced to Mexico's Congress this year. Quoting him here, Mexico's economy is highly reliant upon the US dollar as it still sends 80% of its exports to the United States. This, of course, was particularly worrisome when the country was being threatened with hefty US trade tariffs. By adopting cryptocurrency as legal tender, Mexico would then immediately have a currency that isn't influenced by market conditions within their own economy, nor directly from just one other country's economy. Now, remittances as a percentage of Mexico's GDP have almost doubled over the past decade, growing from 2% of GDP in 2010 to 3.8% in 2020, according to the government. And quoting Mr. Green again, whether the senator will get the backing she needs this year is still questionable, but there is a real sense if it doesn't happen in 2022, it will happen within the next couple of years. Let's freaking go. And checking out this tweet from Samson Mao regarding the breaking news of Lugano, Switzerland adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. Congrats on the plan B, Lugano. Also be helping out to organize the Bitcoin World Forum. We're going to bring together the politicians advocating for Bitcoin within the top builders and thinkers in this space. Mark your calendars. So there you have it. Mass adoption. Let's freaking go. And quoting Stacey Herbert, President Nayib Bukele is the leader. Lugano is the first follower. Now we have a movement. I love that the third city of finance in a country famous for its banking is the first follower. MSN had laughed when El Salvador was the only one dancing. Let's get this party started. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, analysts who called 2021 Bitcoin collapse maps out the path ahead for the top cryptocurrency. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The crypto analyst who called Bitcoin's collapse back in May of 2021 unveils the potential path ahead for Bitcoin to reach the six-figure mark. This year, the synonymous analyst known as Dave the Wave tells his 94,000 Twitter followers that the king of all crypto is still on track to surpass $100,000 this year, but there's a catch. Checking out his tweet right here, one for the bulls, aligning the micro with the macro, 100,000 within striking distance this year. And in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price soaring to that $120,000 mark. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to cross that critical six-figure mark this year? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now here's for the caveat. While Dave the Wave's chart shows a strong rally to roughly 120,000 before the end of the year, it also forecasts a deep capitulation to around the $25,000 mark before any bullish action can start. And when questioned whether geopolitical factors such as the war in Europe, crunched supply chains, and rising oil prices would weigh down on the Bitcoin price, the crypto analyst says that he sees these conditions may actually be bullish for the king, given the opportunity to step away from its shadow as a speculative asset. Quoting him here, you might be right, but Bitcoin in that scenario may also find renewed resurgence as an alternative currency as opposed to just an asset. While the crypto analyst says Bitcoin has the potential to be bullish in the coming months, he says that Bitcoin currently looks bearish from the high time frame perspective. Dave the Wave points out that Bitcoin's moving average convergence divergence, known as the MACD, is still flashing red on the monthly time frame. The MACD is a trend following indicator that determines the strength of bullish or bearish momentum. Quoting him again here, yet another monthly candle printed and still with no relief on the MACD in the form of a contracting slash strengthening bar slash histogram. More certain is the MACD to reset to or near the zero line, then that price will descend at the same angle. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we're likely to see $120,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year, potentially hit a low of 25K. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin heading to 36,000. Analyst says amid warning that the global stocks look expensive, as well as here's how low the Bitcoin price can go, but still retain bullish momentum, according to top crypto analyst Rec Capital, who shared is 38K. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news, Mexico being lined up as the next nation for full Bitcoin adoption, game theory in full effect. And we also discussed Dave the Wave's bullish price prediction of $120,000 Bitcoin price this year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Lucy's Lucky Day wrote, yeah, not your keys, then not your crypto, but anyone with direct access to any mempool cannot be blocked from issuing their own Bitcoin payment transactions onto the network. Touche, fam. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from Hawks Bill. I think that for better or worse, cryptocurrency should not be controlled by any government, no matter what anybody is doing. I know it's sad because it looks like we can collectively make a decision that Russia is killing innocent Ukrainians, which I believe they are, but still Bitcoin needs to be left alone. We have to be able to count on crypto not to be touched, manipulated in any way by any government. 100% agreed, fam. This is the way. Thanks for tuning in and sharing. One love. And our third and final featured comment comes from Tony Hilton, who wrote, as far as Switzerland imposing sanctions, I don't think that's right. I get it that it's for the better good of the world, but is it outside of the rules or overreach? I'm a bit on Ethereum, but I'm all for any crypto at utility and use case. Anything that will benefit the market as a whole will pump all our bags. Cheers, Tony. Thanks for sharing. As always, fam, HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.